When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Here's an old nursery rhyme you might recall. Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. And that's as far as I want to read it. Because while some may think having far to go a curse to bear rather than a blessing bestowed, I contend it signifies quite the opposite, especially for country kids. Now, I realize I'm preaching to the choir when I sing the praises of rural-raised youth, but let me remind you again what a great job you are doing and how important the task to rear the next generation with work ethics, dreams, and down-home determination. You see, country kids are a clever breed. I have yet to hear one say, "I'm bored." Instead, they have responsibilities, creativity. They breathe fresh air and get exercise daily. They are industrious and inventive, using brains and brawn to design a cattle working pen or handcraft a chicken coop. Why, I've known farm-raised young'uns to build a cabin from scratch or overhaul a diesel engine. They are senators and teachers, scientists, veterinarians, and chefs in the making. For most, those skills were not just bred into them, but developed through good old trial and error, day in and day out working the land with their parents or feeding a flock on their own. You factor in FFA and 4-H experience like those of the recent fair season, and you begin to understand better why country kids have far to go. From the time they could walk and talk, they were introduced to the real world. From the joy of puppies, piglets, calves, and bunnies to the heartbreak of drought, down markets, and death, they learned firsthand that only those willing to put hard work behind their dreams will make it to the end. They learned to partner with a holy creator who gives and takes away. Whether our sons and daughters return to the family farm or venture out to some other great unknown is yet to be determined, I have no doubt however far they go, they will make it. You don't have to be born on a Thursday to go far, but being raised near a barn, well, that might make all the difference in the world. I'd love to hear about a young person you think will go far. Drop me a note when you visit the Country Gal Corral page at westcentralmoinfo.com and tell me all about him or her. I'll send you an autographed copy of Were You Born in a Barn if I use your story in a future broadcast. Thanks in advance. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.